K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
The hero of the reserve grade clash is
You are kidding yourself,
he's kicked this goal
that I didn't see,
but Jace has seen while we were talking to Adrian McCartney to break Dragon Hearts, one of our favourites here on K-Rock Footy. Our only disappointment is that we've never actually called him on K-Rock Footy because he's always been running around at 12 o'clock, but we always talk to Dylan's brother, Hayden McMahon. Hayden, congratulations. Talk us through that goal.
Oh, mate.
Freaky.
Sometimes you've just got to throw it on the boot, don't you? Let the wind do the work. And lucky I was on my left side, so Sammy came up to me and thought maybe Jack Wilson's the type to do it, but I just thought I'd have a crack at as the oldest bloke on the ground and see what I can do.
You've made hard work of something that should have been easier. You trailed by, what, 2 or 3 points at three-quarter time, kicking with this very strong northerly breeze, and I think for 14 minutes you just couldn't get the score you needed.
No, we were busting our rear ends, but we had a crack, and it's like I couldn't be more proud of the 23 that played. I spoke before the game about we've got people missing games at the moment, so we're pretty healthy, which is nice. But now all eyes go to 2 o'clock, and you know the thing that matters for us is those boys that play next.
My disappointment only is that your old man's team manager, isn't he, of the twos?
He's sort of our assistant coach.
But he didn't have the camera.
He hasn't had it all year, so.
How disappointing. Is he pulling it out for the ones game, though?
Pull it out. Yeah, you can use the photos on K-Rock if you need, mate.
Jace Boris is here from Pixel Sports Media, but we have used some of Rusty's sports shots this year, which have, we've got a very...
I've got a Rusty sports shot badge on me shoulder, so...
I love it.
How's the coaching going? You enjoying it?
Yeah, I am enjoying it. It's all better now after winning the game. It's always a bit harder when you lose. We've actually had a bit of a hard year. That's the first time we've beat anyone above us all year, so to do it in that sort of fashion was pretty exciting. Andrew Merriman, former coach, just got to get in, doesn't he?
Well, Andrew Merriman hasn't been cited all year at St Mary's, gets to finals, comes back from Port Melbourne, and all of a sudden he's navy blue and greens on.
They all jump out of the woodwork.
He's got his pom-poms and all that sort of stuff.
And his wife's the only one that wants me to play forward. He's been playing me back for the last couple of years, so get the coach's hat on and throw the magnets around, I think. So.
Well, you play forward now after kicking goals like that. You're right.
For sure.
Perfect.
So, anyway.
No, it was good. That was very good.
We thought we'd get you on for a chat.
Thank you for having me on. It's a thrill. It's nice that it's not Sam Burke or Hamish Burke this time.
How's the drive-bys? We love it.
Hey, my understanding is that you're only happy that Hamish Burke's at the club is because he's redder than you are.
No, he's my favourite player. I'm actually flat that he's become the best fullback in the league because I was loving running around with him at 12
o'clock.
He's
not good, isn't
he? He's incredible. And his work rate is actually just through the roof. He's in the gym every day. And I couldn't be proud of him. I coached him under 16s and he's just grown from strength to strength in the last 10 years. So, good on him.
You picked up a bat yet?
Picked up a bat, yep, sure have. So
who's East Belmont got round one?
St Peter's again. So they got
us. Winter or up at Walker?
Actually, I couldn't tell you at the moment, but... Yeah. We play everyone twice, so it doesn't really matter.
A couple of handy players back, too.
Johnny O'Neill, Jack Jenkins, happy days. So.
You might be playing in the twos if you're not careful.
Oh, well, I did last year.
Yeah,
I played in the grand final last year in the twos. So.
What's going on there?
Squeezed.
Just not good
squeezed
enough.
Squeezed out. Yeah. What do you expect to play this year?
Well, I hope to play in the ones.
Right. What's your brother doing?
Dylan's still in Darwin. He's
any cameos?
Nah, no cameos. He'll come back at Christmas. I sort of tried to entice him to come back at the end of the school year because he's teaching up there, but he's loving the lifestyle up there. And he's actually playing in a semi-final today for Darwin Career Club in the second 11 up there, so he's captaining there.
Okay. Who's the team to beat in the GCA this year? Is it North again?
Well, it's hard to go past, isn't it? What do they won, 6 in a row? They're a good team. They've got as good a lineup as I've seen and probably just about any personnel the GCA's ever seen. So, it'll take something special to knock them off. And, credit to them. They're a great club. And, we strive to be sort of like that ourselves. So.
Absolutely. Who's come up?
Lara's come up. They won all.
They won everything.
Yeah, they won everything last year in D2.
Is Hughie still playing?
He played last year. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. But
unless he's in a wheelchair.
He's the most Lara man of all time, and he's one of the great guys, Hughie.
So Highton went down?
Right across it.
Yes.
Yep, they were very stiff. They played in the GCA 1 final this year, in the 1, so to go back to Divi 2 is pretty stiff, but that rolling average is one to keep an eye on. It's pretty close in the GCA.
Conway lost his job because of it. He's done. Buzz is gone.
Well, Joey's with a club that we're in a little bit of.
Oh,
yeah, they were, but well. like yeah, you can't roll with the average. So
the the assessment across all club facets.
Yeah, women's cricket, everything, facilities, all that sort of stuff.
Committee members, everything.
Buzz is the captain of the twos.
Stop blaming Buzz, mate.
Errol Burns and his, what does he bowl? Offies or something? Or
he bowls a little dibbly double, mate.
Little Errol Burns.
The old military medium pace.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, so Dylan's little brother. Oh. Who's old? Actually, who's older?
Dylan is old.
Who's old? By how many minutes?
A couple. But I'm about 4 centimetres taller and 20 kegs heavier, I reckon. So.
And still playing footy?
Loosely playing.
He's still going to play summer footy?
Nah. I think he went up there to get away from footy. He got injured quite a bit, and he's had his lung issues, and it was an easy way for him to not play footy. I think he's loving going to the local footy up there and having a couple cans watching in beautiful weather.
Smart man. Yeah. Absolutely. Hayden, well done. Congratulations.
Later, boys.
We'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah, how good.
And if you win again, guess what?
We get a 6-day break.
We'll get you on.
Oh, no. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hayden McMahon joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. He joins us 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. What's your next project?
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.